Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 15th of this 2008. All the geek without the wait coming to you, knocking on your door like Mormons that won't go away until you just convert. Convert, damn it, convert. Okay, well, maybe not that bad, but still. Weekend is here upon us. Yes, indeed, another long weekend is taken to go by. The weekend is finally here. You got all kinds of things to do, and we're going to help you with that. Going to run down things Friday means. Going to take a look at some new movies coming out. Of course, we've always going to be taking a look at some geekified news just for you. But first, you're probably wondering, well, what in the world? Who are you, and why do you sound like you're by yourself? Well, first off, yes, you may have put this together on your own, but I am the one and only Billy Flynn.
That's how I roll.
That's right. I am rolling solo today. I had a little half day off of work yesterday, so the vicar gets a half day off of work today. It's one of those things called karma, you know, pay it forward, pay it backward. Just pay it to somebody. Pay it to me, if you possibly could. So, none of that in here waiting. I told you we're going to get you ready for the weekend, so let's go ahead and talk about it like we always do. Let's start it all off with some TV pages. Tonight. No. Stop me if you've heard this, but hey, the Olympics are on tonight.
Continuing coverage of the Olympics
is on NBC this evening, and if Mark Spitz isn't careful, Michael Phelps is going to tie him. Michael Phelps, if he wins the 100-meter butterfly, he'll tie Spitz's record of winning 7 gold medals in a single Olympics. In a single Olympics. Won't be easy. Won't be easy at all. Of course, as always, WWE Friday Night Smackdown on the CW. It's 2 days till SummerSlam, and The Undertaker is stalking Edge and Vicky. Okay? Get a restraining order. That always works for me. Tonight on CBS, on a brand new episode of Swing Town.
If there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
Bruce and Susan go dancing with Trina and Tom. Well, that doesn't sound nearly as... Huh, okay. ABC tonight, because, you know, stuff is up against the Olympics, they're showing Legally Blonde. Because for somebody, that's quality interdamnedtainment. There's football on Fox tonight, preseason matchup between the Oakland Raiders and the Tennessee Titans. They're playing in Nashville. This might not mean anything to anyone else, but hey, our District 5 umpire, Mike Baker from Richmond County, right across the river from us, is going to be umpiring tonight's Little League World Series between Connecticut and Hawaii. That's it on ESPN2, Electric Boogaloo. Preseason football on Fox, Oakland Raiders, Tennessee Titans. They're playing in Nashville. Season 2 of Gone Country starts tonight. Sean Young, Sebastian Bach, Lorenzo Lamas, Jermaine Jackson, Irene Cara, Chris Kirkpatrick, Mikolai Gordon, try to see if they can go country, because somebody has to. Tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, it's a brand new Stargate Atlantis. For everyone that's been waiting for that, Bravo's got Lethal Weapon on this evening. E has the 20 most shocking undiscovered crimes. So how could they even talk about it if it's undiscovered? How the hell do you talk about it? Tonight on FMC, which is the Fox Movie Channel, I bring this up because it is the 1974 classic. I said classic. Paul Williams, Jared Graham, Phantom of the Paradise from 1974. Because somebody said, hey, that Phantom of the Opera, that's cool. But you know what's in right now? Disco. Let's do it that way. And it rocks. Rocks. Tonight, Casper Van Dien guest stars on Monk because that Starship Troopers 3 money, that'll pull it all in for you. Yeah, indeed it will. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, I'm flipping it on over to that there, a Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight, a successful woman becomes a media sensation when she decides to marry herself. Tonight, Lois Lane, Smallville's own Erica Durance, stars in I, Me, Wed. Aw, well, of course, if I'm going to watch Erica Durance marry herself, I'm thinking what I want to do, what I want to see is I want to see the honeymoon video. Thank you. Giggity. Want to say some happy birthdays today. It is Friday, August 15th, like I said. Happy birthdays going out to Natasha Henstridge from Species. Yeah. I've seen her birthday suit. She is 34 years old today. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck himself, if you're white, then you're Ben Affleck, is 36 years old. It's from a trailer. I don't even know anything about it. I don't have any other birthdays today. Oh, I don't. Wow, I really do not have any other birthdays today. That's fine. You know what I do have? I do have a little piece of geek mail.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
That's right. Jeff writes in, Flynn Man. Oh, wow, this is just to me. Flynn Man, good, because I'm the only one here today. Catching up on a bunch of GRD dailies and heard you talking of this thing called Riff Tracks. This thing? Dang, is that some funny stuff. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. I had to pause Transformers twice because I couldn't stop laughing. For those of you that watch Transformers without the riff tracks, no, he's laughing at the riff tracks, not just the movie itself. So, since you pimped me on that funny, I thought I'd throw you an under-the-radar TV show that is very funny and smartly written. Now, everyone, do your collective sighs. Here we go. The Middleman, ABC Family Channel, Mondays, I think, 10 o'clock, but with TiVo Special Antenna, doesn't really matter. You don't have to love any TV you have to love any TV show with the tagline, Fighting Evil. So you don't have to. It's about two secret agents fighting the good fight in a very tongue-in-cheek way with episodes that include cybernetic genius apes. Wow, you had me right there. A Lucador army, a flying fish that causes zombieism with a thirst for trout instead of brains. Very geekily written. They even managed a Howard the Duck reference in one episode. I'm sure they'll cancel it quick, so TiVo it now. That's from Jeff. Thank you for that, Jeff. Yes, a couple of folks have written in, including the patron saint of this program, podcasting's Rich Siegfried, to say, guys, you gotta... That's Rich Siegfried. Guys, you gotta watch this show. This show is outstanding. How are you missing it, you crazy, crazy fools? So now that you are the third person to tell me this, and three, can't you see it's the magic number? Takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. Takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Since you are the third person, it's the Trinity. Three is the magic number. I'm going to have to check this out. I've just heard far, far, far too much good things about that. So thank you very much for that, Jeff. If you'd like to drop a note, all you ever have to do is to send it to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you could always come on by the forums and join us for some social geek working. That is also at www.geekradiodaily.com. Wow, that's fun. So yes, I said we're taking a look at some movies. We are definitely going to do that. And of course, hit all of that fun new stuff for you coming up next on this Friday, August 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to The Cutting Edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of PotioBooks.com.
This is great online entertainment,
says Michael R. Meningay of Farpoint Media.
J.C. Hutchins, author of Seven Sons, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds. Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen.
There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange your world can be.
Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, August 15th of 2008. Flying solo today, you've got a vicarless show, which means we can all kick around and relax without our pants, without having to worry that the vicar's staring at us in that very weird, uncomfortable way he makes us all feel. Each and every one of us, all the time. Take a look at some movies coming out today.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, yes, yes, yes. After all this time of waiting, so long we've been without one of these films, and there's another one today. Yes, today, Vicky Cristina Barcelona hits theaters. That's the latest from Woody Allen, stars Scarlett Johansson, Rebecca Hall, as friends who fall for the same Spanish painter. Oh, no, and just as their jealousy reaches a peak, the painter's ex-wife, played by Penelope Cruz, enters the picture, and, oh my goodness, a trinity of women all wanting one hot man ensues. I have never, unfortunately, had three hot women just fight over me and have all kinds of crazy machinations and sitcom-esque style ways of trying to garner my attention. Any ladies that would like to, the three of you would like to get together, I think the best thing to do, wrestling. Yeah, wrestling. No. You want to know about the animated movie that's out today? Well, yes, indeed. Fly Me to the Moon does come out today. It's a 3D animated adventure with three young flies who hitch a ride on a rocket ship and wind up on the Apollo 11 in the historic first flight to the moon. Buzz Aldrin, who was on the actual flight, shows up briefly as himself to make a speech about the spirit of discovery. I have seen this trailer a couple of times now. It was attached to Journey to the Center of the Earth 3D, something else that was considered a kid's movie, and it's even attached to Star Wars The Clone Wars. And I gotta tell you, maybe kids will like this, but man, I can't wait for this thing to go away. Just go away. Mirrors also opens today from the director and co-writer of the remake of The Hills Have Eyes, which I love that's on the, it doesn't say that on the poster, it just says from the director of The Hills Have Eyes. I'm like, wait a minute, really? It's not. It's the remake. It's a horror film about a former policeman and his family who do battle against an evil entity trying to attack them through their mirrors. Kiefer Sutherland stars in this. I wrote a story like this when I was in college. I guess I should have got it published because I could have sued them. Of course, the big movie for today, Star Wars The Clone Wars, the animated series that's coming out on Cartoon Network later this year. Well, this is like what serves as a little introduction to it, a 98-minute movie set between episodes 2 and 3, featuring only three of the voice talents from the actual films. That would be Samuel L. Jackson, Anthony Daniels, and Christopher Lee. Everybody else far too busy. I'll tell you all about what I thought of that probably on the next weekly show when we talk some Star Wars stuff. Maybe some Star Wars spinoffs. I think that's what we'll call it. So yeah, we'll be taking a look at that then. But that's your movie entertainment news for today, which you can go see.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, my friends, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince has officially been bumped from November of this year release to July 17th of next year. And why? Well, it's twofold. There's proven success of the latest Harry Potter and at the summertime and with the writer's strike. The writer's strike meant there was less movies, which means next year's summer blockbuster schedule isn't as full, and they can move Harry Potter there and possibly make more money. So those trailers that tell you coming November, just ignore them and kick back for another long, long haul. Lionsgate's done some big swinging memory. Can't remember anything. What? What is this? Dirk Blackman and Howard McCann are going to rewrite the script for Conan. We talked about how they were going to make Conan, the Conan movie again. Well, they have redone it. They've been brought over to carry over Amazon, another fantasy adventure about female warriors, which is not the Red Sonja movie. So once you get tagged as a sword and sandal kind of people, I guess you stay there. Quentin Tarantino's remake of Inglourious Basterds has already cast director Eli Roth and Brad Pitt in the movie, and now you've got Simon Pegg, you've got BJ Novak, Nastasia Kinski. Apparently, they're still pending on whether or not they're going to join the cast, but Mike Myers has signed on. Mike Myers is going to have a minor part in the World War II flick Inglourious Basterds. Mike Myers in a Tarantino film. I don't know what about that strikes me as wrong, except maybe for the fact he hasn't been funny in a long time, and since this isn't a funny movie, well, maybe that'll work. In fact, that probably is going to work. I'm just going to believe in that. So, over the weekend, did you go down, were you in Florida, and were you there at the screening, not the screening, were you there for tryouts for auditions for Beverly Hills Cop 4? Huh? Huh? Because, you know, some people, they were doing some casting. Well, it turns out, it's a scam. They're not casting Beverly Hills Cop 4 currently, and if they were, they're not doing it in Florida. And it turns out that the folks in Florida, they were just using, it was a scam to hook gullible actors into shelling out cash for their casting service that the company was talking about. No news about Beverly Hills Cop 4 coming, but just the fact that you got to watch out what you're doing because you can't trust people. You can't trust people at all. Star Wars, the Clone Wars news. It turns out we finally have a gay character in the Star Wars universe. Now, we don't know that for certain. There is no actual, you know, love scene or anything, but one of Jabba the Hutt's family members, Zero the Hutt, we get to meet Zero the Hutt, who has a very interesting outfit on, some feathers in his hair, and talks quite a bit like Truman Capote. An awful lot like Truman Capote. And sure, Truman Capote was an interesting guy, but when you hear Zero the Hutt talking like this and going, oh my goodness, could you bring out the young boys, la la la, it creeps you the hell out just a little bit, that's all I'm saying. Not that there's anything wrong with Hutt's finding love in strange, very, very strange places. So, my friends, a hand holding a biological brain and a robot. Yeah. The brain consists of a collection of neurons called a multi-electrode array, which communicates and controls the robot, a little tiny robot, via a Bluetooth connection. What I'm saying to you is, there's a Franken-robot with a biological brain. It's a biological brain. Scientists in Britain announced that they had stitched together thousands of rat neurons into primitive brains capable of controlling the movements of little tiny robots, which can be controlled by Bluetooth. Which means you can have a little robot with an actual biological brain. a Franken-robot is here. Now, nothing could possibly go wrong. Nothing could possibly go wrong. It's going to be completely fine. Everyone will be able to control it. The scientists, there will be no way that this thing could break off on its own, come up with its own line of thinking, go hunt down Sarah Connor. No chance at all. But maybe, maybe he could go on tour and do some singing for us, because that, my friends, would be awesome. Awesome indeed. Thank you for stopping by on this random Billy Flynn only GRD Geek Radio Daily. Thanks for stopping by. It's a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Please subscribe through iTunes and review us while you're there. I would appreciate it. Come on by, join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. You can always drop us a line. Come on by for the weekly show, GRD Weekly. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Check out the new store, cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. Email us at podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Ooper, ooper!
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.